It's Josh.
What's Josh done now?
He won't let me go on the computer.
Why is that?
Because he's stupid.
No, he's not.
He wants to go on his school website.
Oh. Well, I know it's hard, but I think Josh is a bit nervous about starting at Borchester Green, big school. It's quite scary for him. So why don't we just leave him to it, hmm? You can always have a go later.
It's not fair.
Here, you mix this up for me.
All right.
And Grandma's coming round soon, remember? She's going to show me how to make some beeswax polish. You can help with that too. That's better than going on the computer, isn't it? Oh, Dad.
You run ragged in there?
Still busy. Just came out here to clear glasses.
No, I almost saved you the bother.
Yes.
Can't have my little girl getting worn out, can I?
Thanks, but you needn't have.
That's okay, darling. Got to keep myself busy. Now I'm back on my feet again.
Fallon.
Oh. Look sharp. Here's the boss, man.
Yes, I'm coming back in now.
Well, your mum says to take a break now. If you want a bite to eat.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Go on. You do what your mum says. Gotta keep your strength up.
We're still busy.
Well,
but look, I'll see to this, love. Exercise won't do me no harm.
I don't want to leave mum to cope in the bar.
Well, that's okay. I know how to pull a pint.
Not in my bar, Wayne.
Dad, no, it's okay. I'm not hungry. I'll have my break later.
Yeah. Maybe that's best.
Okay. I was just trying to make life easier for you, darling. I don't want to be a passenger here. Willing to do my share?
Dad, please. I can do without all this.
Okay, Wayne. If you're so keen to help, Frida's run off her feet in the kitchen. Why don't you go in there and give her an hand?
Sid?
The kitchen?
Yes, I dare say she'll be finding something for you to do.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
You think you're up to it?
Fit enough now. Bar, kitchen, all the same to me. Oh, I'll go and get cracking right away.
Yeah.
Sid.
What?
You know how stressed out Frida is today.
That's why I said it.
But why can't we find him something else to do?
Well, let's see how he copes with some real work. And if he can't stand the heat in there... Well, he knows the answer to that.
Put the wax gently in the bowl. That's it. We're going to warm it up.
Can I have another flapjack?
What do you say?
Please.
Yes, of course, Ben.
Thanks.
They're a big success anyway. Your honey flapjacks cheered him up no end.
Well, the end of the holidays.
Mm.
I remember what it's like.
I don't think he minds going back to school. It's just, you know.
Mm.
Okay, what next?
Well, we just have to be careful not to heat it up too much. It's very flammable.
A health and safety warning.
It can burn like chip fat, apparently. So, if we melt it this way over a pan of water... It'll take a few minutes.
Then what?
Well, we just add the turpentine, cover it, and leave it in a warm place while it blends together. And that's it.
Oh.
One tub of beeswax polish.
Bingo! So, 5 items.
Well, I'll do a pot of honey, and I wondered if Ben would like to do us a nice bee picture.
Oh, how about that, Ben?
Of course. They're quite hard to draw. It may be too difficult.
No, it's easy. I can do it.
Do you think so?
I'll draw a giant bee stinging Josh.
Oh, Ben! Perhaps something a bit less scary. If you wait a minute, we'll find some paper.
Hi!
Hey! Well, look who it is!
Hello, Chef.
The Wanderer returns.
Oh, yes, your camping holiday.
You're still alive.
Oh, of course.
Looking very well.
Well, I am. It was great and we had a lovely time.
So I heard.
After that phone call, I've been waiting for a text. Help! Please come and rescue me.
Oh, ye of little faith. What kind of friend are you?
I've been trying all week to picture you in your wellies round the campfire and I'm still not getting it.
Hey, I'll have you know, you are looking at a skilled guy rope tightener.
Mm.
I am a hardened camper now and I've uploaded lots of photos to prove it.
Oh, great.
Some nice pics, though I do say it myself. Oh, and Jill, you never guess who turned up at the same campsite. Robert and Linda.
Yes, I heard all about it from Alan this morning.
Did you?
That huge thunderstorm you had. What a lovely view there was from the hotel.
What?
Ah, yes.
What's this? What hotel?
Hello. You doing okay there, Fallon?
Yep, fine.
Good. Starting to calm down a bit now. That big party in the Plowmans. I thought they'd never leave.
Mm.
So, have you seen your dad around?
Nope.
Oh. Well, maybe he's gone back to bed.
I think he's still in the kitchen.
Yeah? You sure about that?
As far as I know. Why?
Well, nothing.
Why don't you go and have a look?
No. I just wasn't sure if kitchen work would suit him.
You mean you didn't think he could hack it?
Well, not the same as clearing a few glasses. Frieda runs a pretty tight ship in there.
So Dad's used to that. He does have some experience.
Does he?
All those years working in the bakery.
Bakery?
Yeah. It was one of his first jobs. Didn't Mum ever tell you?
Well, maybe.
So you think he spent his whole life doing gigs and getting wrecked and dossing around?
Well,
it's not completely useless. He can work as hard as anyone when he needs to.
Oh. Can he?
The sunsets were amazing.
That's gorgeous. Mm. It's a beautiful beach.
Oh, stunning. Such a lovely part of the coast.
Mm. Ben seems happy with that.
Did you find the chalks?
Yes, he's busy drawing away. Though I'm not sure what we'll end up with.
Giant killer bees.
How's the wax doing?
Well, it seems to be mixing okay with the turpentine.
Good.
Lovely smells.
Yes.
Usha, are those your feet?
Ah, now Alan took that one. Oh, the long trek back from the shower block. Definitely one of the downsides.
Oh, yeah. No wonder you ended up in a hotel.
Oh, you are not going to let me forget that, are you?
Okay, sorry.
It was just one night I fell over. I was covered in mud.
Yes, I think I'd have been tempted to do the same.
But the rest of it was great. I really did enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, I believe you.
No, it's true. After a few days, I was really beginning to see why Alan's so mad about it.
You've got some lovely photos anyway. Oh. You ought to enter one for the show.
You think so?
Yeah, you might win a prize.
Well, they're only snaps.
Go on, we're doing our versatile bee stuff.
Oh, well, with Jill on board, I don't suppose anyone else will bother.
Well, who knows? You may be right.
No, Jill, Bert and Frieda are having a go.
Are they?
Yeah, didn't you know? Bert's going to write a bee poem.
Oh.
And his granddaughter's going to write it out for him. I'm not sure what Frieda's doing.
So you'll have some competition anyway.
Yes. We'll have to wait and see. Well, I'd better leave you to it. I've got things to do at home.
Okay.
I'll come back later and see how Ben's got on.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, that's one memory card full anyway.
They're great. Thanks for bringing them over.
Oh, it was fun, Ruth. It really was.
Oh, good.
It had its moments, but... Well, the good bits really were wonderful.
So, back again next year?
Yes. Maybe. No, really. And perhaps with a slightly bigger tent.
Afternoon.
Whoops. Hello.
Your nasturtiums are doing well. They're looking lovely.
Yes. Don't want to drown them, though. I think that'll do for now.
Mm. Are you putting anything in for the show this year?
No time. Save all that for my retirement.
Mm. I did hear that Frieda's entering something.
Oh, yeah?
With Bert, for the versatile bee.
I think she's going to try a recipe using local honey.
Local?
Well, yes, I suppose that means your honey.
Yes. I gave them a couple of jars after my last harvest.
Well, there you go.
I suppose I can't really complain if she uses it for her entry.
Hello. Everything all right there, boss?
Yes. And I'm not your boss.
Hello.
Hello.
So you've been helping out?
Oh, kitchen boy, washer-up and general dog's body, that's me.
So, Frieda been keeping it busy?
Oh, she's all woman is Frieda. Bet she keeps old Bert on his toes.
I'm sure she does. Well, I must go. Bye. Bye, Sid.
Bye-bye.
So, how did you and Frieda get on?
Well, to be honest, it was a bit touch and go at first. She didn't take to having a strange man in her kitchen.
Yeah?
But then, as soon as we broke the ice, well...
Broke the ice?
You never believe it. Turns out she knew my old boss at the bakery.
Oh.
Small world, eh? And after that, we got along fine.
Oh, did you?
Mm, I must have done something right. She asked if I could come back tomorrow to be her regular help.
She what?
Hmm. Well, if that's okay with you.
But aren't you planning to...
No, look, I'm up for it. Don't worry about me. If I can make myself useful...
Yes, but...
Help out the best way I can while I get myself sorted.
So, how long...
Well, that's up to you. And maybe a week.
A week?
I can hardly say no to Frieda now, can I? She's going to be very upset if I let her down.
Is she?
Also, shall I tell her it's a yes?
Yes. Yes. If that's what Frieda wants, tell her whatever you like.
No, not here.
Oh, shall I move your chair for you?
I don't want to sit in here.
Look, it's all ready for you. And your rug to keep your legs warm.
But this isn't the place.
The summer house, Jack. Don't you want to come out here after all?
I don't know.
Well, yes, you said you did. Oh, look, here's Lillian come to see you.
Who?
Come on, now you're here, you might as well stay. Let's get you nice and comfy.
Oh, I don't know who all these people are.
There we are, that's it. Let's tuck your rug round your knees.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jack.
No.
Well, isn't this nice? Just the place for a lovely morning like this.
Yes, much better than sitting indoors.
I don't like it here. I want to go back home.
Now, Jack, you are home. You know you are.
And Peggy's just in the house. She's having a little nap. Remember?
Nap?
Well, anyway, now Lillian's here. I'm afraid I must be off.
Yeah, of course, darling. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No, that's all right.
Why can't I go home?
Come on, Jack. Don't be silly.
Are you sure you can manage?
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be fine. Jack and I will sit just here and have a nice chat and enjoy the sun.
Bye then, Jack. You have a nice day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
She was doing the early shift at the lodge. I'd have thought she'd be back by now.
Okay, well...
She and I need to talk.
Give her a call.
No, you can wait.
Well, I came in to have a talk with you, if you've got a minute. Pick your brains.
I'm going to fetch Rory sometime soon.
What's he up to?
The whole crowd of them gone to an adventure playground. Someone's mum took them off in a people carrier.
It's about the soft fruit, Brian.
Coffee?
Not for me, thanks.
Oh. Oh, God, it's gone cold anyway.
Yes, so, the fruit?
Tell me.
Okay. The strawberries haven't done brilliantly this year, but I still think we should be doing more.
Yes?
The weather's been against us, but the market's still there. We ought to be grabbing a slice of it.
More strawberries?
No, I'd like to go for raspberries and blueberries.
So, I mean, on what kind of scale?
I'm not talking about a huge investment. Maybe another half acre?
So you'd want to build more polytunnels?
Yep, a multi-bay unit. We're maxed out on all our existing space.
Yes.
I don't think I'd have any trouble with the planners, if that's what...
No. I'm just wondering where you'd put them.
Ah, well...
As I remember, you're pretty well boxed in up there, between the hedge and the arable.
I know.
Unless you want to put them somewhere else on the farm.
No, I'll have to keep them all on the same site, and I think I've got the answer.
You do?
If you've got a few minutes to spare, I'd value your opinion. Why don't we go up there now?
Careful now. Mind a step.
Where Where are we going?
We're going back to the house.
House?
Whoops, Jack. That's it.
Why?
Well, you didn't like it in the summer house, so we thought we'd go inside.
Oh.
Oh, mind your stick.
Oh. That's it. I don't want to be here. I want to go home.
That's it. We're nearly there. Now, you keep hold of my arm.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, Meg, hello.
Who is he? Who's that man?
On, you know Mike.
I brought some cream for Peggy. Jazza forgot to drop it off this morning.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
No problem. Hello, Jack. How are you this morning?
What?
Mike asked how you were.
Oh, I shouldn't be here, you know. This isn't my home.
Now, Jack...
It's not my home. They're keeping me here. They won't let me go.
Don't be silly.
I don't like it here. They don't treat me at all well. Why can't I go
now,
home?
Come on, Jack. Let's go inside and then you can have a rest.
It's not going to do well,
No, thanks, Mike. Just leave the cream by the door. We'll manage.
You're right about the hedge. We can't really lose that.
Well, in theory, it's not impossible.
Species rich, Brian. See the hazel and the elderberries?
All right, I had noticed.
So?
I'm sure if you look hard enough, you'd find pixies under there, too.
Let's just leave the hedge out of the equation, shall we?
Okay. Well, if you go the other way, you'd be taking a chunk out of the cereals land. Sure you want to do that? Untidy. Apart from getting in the way of the combine. If you go north... There's the ditch and the watercourse.
So we go south.
Ah.
Why not?
Well,
you can see from here there's enough space in front of the existing tunnels, well over half an acre.
And the footpath?
Okay, I can see that's going to be a bit of a nuisance.
To put it mildly.
But not insurmountable.
It'd be wonderful if we could just conveniently forget it was there.
I'm not saying we do
you
that.
You don't want a public right-of-way running slap between the two lots of polytunnels.
No.
Joe Public and his screaming kids wandering about the place? Quite a security risk, to say the least.
Use that much.
Oh, not yet, perhaps.
Anyway, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Well, so what's your answer?
Simple. When we submit for planning, we apply for a footpath diversion as well. Reroute it around the side of the polytunnels.
Simple.
Can you see a problem?
Well, if you want to take on the local ramblers.
That footpath's hardly used, Brian. You only ever get the odd dog walker up here.
Maybe, that's hardly the point.
And I'm not trying to close it down. We're only talking about a small diversion.
You know these hardcore walkers. They'll start whining about sacrilege and interfering with their ancient rites.
Hello!
Hi, Mum. Brian, I'm sure if we're clever about this, try and get the locals on side right from the start.
Well, if you want to have a try.
Yes, I intend to.
All I can do is wish you the best of luck.
Brian, you haven't forgotten about Rory.
I'm about to go and fetch him now.
Unless you'd rather I did it.
No, it's okay, I'm all set.
Okay, well, I'm off to grab some lunch. Thanks for your time, Brian. Bye, Mum.
It's a pleasure.
Bye, darling.
So, how are things down at the lodge?
Oh, I've left it all to Lillian. Jack's not having a very good day, I'm afraid. Poor Mum, if that wasn't enough. She's still worrying about her money problems.
Yes.
Don't know if you had time to do any more about it.
Yes, I had another look at the figures this morning.
So, what did you find?
It's not good news, I'm afraid. Look, I'll go and get Rory and I'll tell you about it later.
Lillian, hi.
Oh, Adam, darling. You going to join me?
Sorry, wish I could, but...
Oh, will you? You won't mind if I am. Oh.
Better?
Oh, I've been looking forward to that for the last 3 hours. The morning shift with Jack at the lodge.
Okay, so not one of his better days.
Oh, poor old boy. He lost the plot completely. He just wouldn't settle. Thought we were all holding him hostage somewhere.
Oh, gosh, difficult.
At least I get a break from it all. Poor old Mum has to put up with it all the time.
Yeah, he wasn't so good when I went over last week.
Oh, come on, darling. Stay and have a quick one with your old aunt.
Sorry, I want to get in a couple more hours on the cultivator.
Oh, well.
I only nipped in to put this up. A revised schedule for net practice.
Cricket.
The season's not quite over yet. One more match to go. We're away at Loxley Barrett on Sunday.
Go on there.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Any danger of getting served?
You'll have to wait. Sid's changing a barrel.
Ah, okay.
Mike, I do apologise for Jack's little brainstorm earlier.
No, don't worry about it.
I've really no idea what puts these strange ideas into his head. It's quite hopeless trying to reason with him.
Well, I'm sure it is.
It's upsetting. He's convinced he's not at home when we're going to all this trouble to keep him there. And he's having the best care possible.
Well, yeah, I know all that.
Anyway, I don't want you to think he's always as bad as that. He'll probably be much better again tomorrow. You just can't tell.
Well, it must be awful for Peggy. Very hard for her.
Yeah. You know, you should call in one day and say hello.
Oh. Do you think she...
Yeah, of course. She'd be delighted.
Hmm.
She was saying to me the other day, people don't seem to call round as often as they used to. Well, not when Jack's there. Suppose they're afraid it might be too awkward.
Oh, yeah, I see.
But it's not, you know, Mike. It's far from it. She'd be only too pleased to see you.
Oh. Okay, I'll remember that. Come on, Sid.
Okay, I'm back to the drilling.
Oh, I thought you'd gone already, darling.
I'm just putting up the new schedule, so no one can say they haven't been warned.
More net practice?
Just a couple of extra sessions.
Yeah, Roy said you've been cracking the old whip.
Huh? What else has he been saying?
Well, nothing much.
Some of them still seem to find the whole concept of winning matches difficult.
Oh, Roy's keen enough.
It'd be nice to end up in a decent place near the top of the league.
Too right.
Yeah. Bye then, Lillian.
Bye, darling.
Oh, Adam, has Brian said anything to you about the Borchester land meeting tomorrow in connection with Grange Farm?
I don't think he's mentioned it. No. Why?
Oh, it's not important. I'll ask him myself next time I see him.
We knew their investments had gone down, of course.
Well, so have ours.
Well, luckily we got out before we lost too much, but... Just wish I could say the same for Jack and Peggy.
So, just how bad is it, Brian?
Here. I've done a few sums. Well, you can see for yourself.
Aye.
Their total wealth, excluding the lodge, now...
Mm-hmm.
..and 2 years ago.
Oh. Oh, Brian, as much as that?
Yeah, give or take, yes.
But we're talking... Oh, good Lord... But how on earth?
I'd say it's a combination of bad luck and bad management.
But surely some of this could have been avoided. I mean, if she'd been given proper advice...
I think it's as much Peggy's fault. I mean, you can see from the correspondence that our new advisor had been trying to get her to come and talk about it.
Oh.
But all this was soon after she'd had her stroke.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because that's really when she took her eye off the ball. From then until, well... when she helped Tom move back to Bridge Farm. But, of course, by then it was too late.
Yes, as I see. Oh, poor Mum. This is going to be a real shock to her.
Mm. I mean, if we look on the bright side, I mean, Peggy's not destitute by any means. She'll still have as much as she needs, and more.
Yes, I suppose.
She'll be able to stay at the lodge and pay for Jack's care, so it could be an awful lot worse.
Even so, she's got quite enough to cope with already. Now this.
Well, she'll have to be told, darling.
All right. Yes, but...
Let's see. Well, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I've got a BL board meeting.
Oh.
Wednesday morning?
Brian, how are we going to tell her? I mean, what are we going to say?
Well, it's not completely out of the blue. She must be expecting some losses.
Oh, not this much. It's almost half their capital gone.
There's no use putting it off, Jenny. And however bad it is, she'll want to know the truth.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
So we'll go down there together and break it to her as gently as we can.
Daniel, come on. Time we were off.
Where?
Borchester, to get you some new shirts.
Oh.
Come on, you keep saying your old ones are too small.
Well, yeah, but...
But what?
Do we have to go now?
Yes. Now is the only free time I've got before the start of term. And you've just been telling me how bored you were, how all your mates are so busy.
Well, I'm busy now too.
Oh, sitting around with your music player?
Mum...
Look, I don't particularly want to go slogging around the shops either. Mm.
But I will as a special favour to you, and it would be nice to have some company.
So just my shirt?
Well, I need a couple of things too. Oh. If there's time, I'll buy you a smoothie.
Hey, it's Grandpa.
So I see.
Oh, that car is so cool.
Yes, his new toy.
You got to give it to him, Mum. He's got style.
Well, if he's come to see Alistair, then he's on.
Afternoon! Hi, Dan!
Hey, Grandpa.
Hello. I'm afraid Alistair's out on a call.
Not to worry. Just taking the old Riley out for a spin.
How's it going?
Oh, fantastic. She runs like a dream.
Great.
Well, they built them to last in those days, and she's been well cared for.
So no mechanical problems?
Oh, no. Whatever Alistair's been telling you. Old-fashioned craftsmanship and quality materials. No microchips or cheap gizmos that fall apart as soon as you touch them.
No seatbelts either.
Special exemption for age. It means I have to drive all the more carefully.
I love the chrome work. It's so retro.
Yes, all in the original condition. Do you fancy a spin?
What, now?
Alistair said you were at a loose end.
We were just going
into... Yeah,
great. Excellent.
Daniel...
Come on, hop in. We'll take her around the lanes. I'll show you what she can do.
Daniel, your shirts.
Can you get them for me, please?
Oh.
Thanks, Mum. I'll see you later.
What do you think, Annabelle? Is the recession bottoming out?
Luckily, I'm not paid to make prophecies.
That's a lawyer for you. No comment. I'm going to grab a coffee before we carry on.
So what's your instinct telling you, Brian?
Well, I'd say Martin's come through it okay so far. Not like some.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suppose we'd better get on with this meeting.
Brian, was this under any other business, the letter from Ed Grundy?
Yes.
I've not had much time to look at
it. I was meaning to talk about that. Ed wants to expand his business, rent a few acres from the estate.
Rent?
Yes, I know it's a tall order, but I'd like to help him out if we can.
You'll be up against it with the likes of Andrew and Martin.
Yes, so if you do feel you can back me up, I'd be very grateful.
See, Dan, in a car like this, you really feel in touch with the road. Every curve, every hill, every gear change.
Yeah.
You're not shut away in a sterile air-conditioned box with your cruise control and your power steering. This is the real thing. It's a whole different driving experience.
Yeah, it's really cool, Grandpa.
You think I'm completely potty, don't you?
No, I love it. It's like being in a time capsule or something.
So shall we take her round to Pennyhasset, grab an ice cream?
Yeah, sure. I've got nothing else on this afternoon.
Good.
Mum wanted me to go into town, but...
Oh, dear. I hope I'm not getting you into trouble.
No, this is way better.
Well, I suppose it makes a change from all that stargazing, photographing the rings of Saturn, or whatever it is you get up to with Phil.
It'll be better when the nights are longer. Maybe we'll get some decent images.
Yes. So, your mum's in Borchester this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever tried your hand at driving?
Yeah. I had a few goes with Dad in the Land Rover, around the field.
Well, fancy getting behind the wheel?
Are you serious?
Let's grab an ice cream, head back to the stables and find an empty paddock. Then I'll let you have a go. What do you think?
Yeah.
Look, I'll have a word with the highways department about access from the Edgeley Road. That's about as much as we can do for now.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Right, so that leaves us with the one item under any other business. It's a letter from Mr. Ed Grundy, who'd like to rent 50 acres of pasture so that he can expand his dairy business. Have we all had a chance to look at it?
Brian, can I just say straight off...
Hold on, Martin. I'd like to say a few words first.
OK.
This may not be the kind of approach we'd normally consider, but I think it's a good letter. He makes a strong case. And it's a chance for some good PR, helping out a thriving local business.
Yeah, granted, perhaps, but we've only just got shot of the Bridge Farm tenancy. Now you're suggesting we tie ourselves down to another?
Hear, hear.
Well, 50 acres, that's not such a huge commitment.
You know, 50 acres we'd lose from any development plans.
Yes, but...
Martin, you can't really compare this proposal with Bridge Farm. That was an old-style tenancy where the tenants had rights over three generations.
Exactly.
In this case, we'd have a flexible, fixed-term farm business tenancy.
So if there was any chance of future development, the land wouldn't be tied up for long.
Well, how long?
Well, 5, 10 years, that's for us to decide.
Still sounds like charity to me.
Oh, yes, and I can't
As
even...
Brian said, it could well earn us some good publicity, and you know how important that is these
Absolutely.
Days.
Helping a shrewd and an ambitious young man expand his business.
Oh, Brian, can I get a word in here? I can't even believe we're having this discussion.
Why?
Oh, this shrewd and ambitious young man... Well, some of us have been here long enough to remember when his father and grandfather were tenants at Grange Farm. I mean, they tried every scam in the book and still went bust. And now you're suggesting we lease land back to another Grundy. Well, sounds like a recipe for disaster to me.
Gently with the clutch. That's it.
Brilliant.
Now, down into second. Whoops. Well done.
She really goes, doesn't she?
That's it. Excellent. Now keep her straight. Watch out for bumps.
Wow. I wish Jamie was here to see this. Awesome.
Steady.
Whoa!
Not too fast.
Can I go around the whole field?
Oh, yes. Why not?
Mum's not back. There's no one around. Am I doing okay?
Yes, you're doing fine. You're a natural driver.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, remember, she's an old lady, just a bit less gas.
Can I go into third?
No, stay as you are. And be careful when we get to the...
Whoa, here we go.
Steady, mind. Look out for the brakes, Daniel.
I am! No!
Daniel!
Oh. Whoops.
Jerry, no one's pretending that the Grundys were perfect tenants.
Oh, now there's an understatement.
Yeah, but that's all history now. And Ed's not his dad or his grandfather.
I'm still not convinced, Brian.
No, quite.
Oh, come on, Jerry. I've met him. He's not the village idiot. Far from it. He's a perfectly decent, hard-working young man.
Exactly. Who set up a successful and innovative milk business. Grass-based, low-cost, selling direct to the customer. And you know, he's had a lot of support and encouragement from Oliver Sterling. Well, that's a pretty good recommendation.
Well, I can see you're determined to go with this one, Brian.
Well, it's not just up to me.
And I do take your point about the publicity angle. It never hurts for us to be seen as fairy godmothers.
Okay, well, now everyone's had their say, I'd like to propose that we appoint a board member to make a careful assessment of the estate land. To see if there's a suitable block we could lose without any great financial implications. All those in favour?
I really am sorry, Grandpa.
Oh, these things happen. Luckily, there was no great damage done.
Not to the Riley.
No, that's the main thing. Once we get the dust off, she'll be...
Oh. Mum's back.
Would you like me to tell her?
No, it's down to me. I'll do it.
All right.
Hello, how was your drive?
Yeah, it was great.
Yes, we had a lot of fun.
Good. Well, I managed to find some shirts for you.
Great. Thanks, Mum.
So, where did you go?
Round to Penny Hassett. Had an ice cream there, and then...
Then we came back here, and I...
And what?
We had a slight accident.
What?
Well, it's okay. It's nothing serious.
More of a mishap, really.
Yeah, a mishap.
So what happened?
Well, I was driving around the paddock, and...
You were driving?
Yes.
It was my suggestion.
Oh, Jim!
Well, he was so keen. I took him in there and let him have a go.
So, what happened?
Well, I was going a bit fast, and I kind of... brushed... the electric fence.
Brushed it?
Yeah, well, I snapped a couple of posts.
You broke two of my fence posts?
Yes.
Just those flimsy plastic ones.
I put the fence back up again, and I'll pay for new ones.
It's not the value, Daniel.
Even so, I was in charge. You must let me
No, Grandpa, no, it was me who broke them.
Well, it would have been far better if they'd never been broken in the first place.
Yeah, I know, and I'm really sorry.
It was as much bad luck as anything. And the car's not damaged at all.
Oh, really?
Not even a scratch. So, you see, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh.
Okay. Should we go then, Grandpa?
If you're ready.
Go? Go where?
I'm taking the Riley down to see Kenton.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, so I'm going to hang out with Jamie for a while. See you later.
Oh.
Well, cheers.
Mm. Cheers.
A good meeting. Thanks again for all your support.
Mm. Round one to you, I think.
Well, it was touch and go. Mm. I never thought we'd get it through.
You were very determined.
Yes, well...
And I hadn't guessed you were such a closet philanthropist.
Hmm. Well, to be honest, Ed came to see me a couple of weeks back. Mm. He told me his plans and... Well, I thought he had a good case, so I told him to write the letter.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Mm. I don't know why. Ed's not had an easy time of it. I'd really like to help him if we can. Perhaps I'm going soft in my old age.
You are going soft.
Well, round one, as you say, still a way to go yet.
That was a shrewd move, proposing Jerry to research into the land.
He's the best man for the job.
Of course.
An old softy I may be, but I'm not going to let the likes of Martin Gibson and Jerry Morton stand in my way.
Mm. The new chairman flexing his muscles.
Well, why not? This is one battle I really mean to win.
Seemed a shame to wake you, so I let you sleep in.
Mm.
Well, as you'll know, urgent 9 o'clock appointments.
Children okay?
Yeah, they're going to feed the rabbit. It's his birthday.
No. Oh.
Apparently. Toast.
Mm, please. Thanks for the lion.
Well, I thought you needed it. After all these 5:30 alarm calls.
Only one. And it was over a week ago.
It's okay. I'm not being nosy. If my wife chooses to disappear on these mysterious early morning assignations...
Not too much butter on my toast, please.
Perfectly innocent and normal behaviour, I'm sure. No explanation required.
Nigel, I keep telling you...
Telling me absolutely nothing. If I dare ask, you just start talking about something else.
Yeah, because it's really not important.
No?
No, I just... Well, I...
Okay, okay, be mysterious. I mean, I suppose life would be terribly dull if we all knew each other's secrets.
Yes. Oh, have the couple from Felbersham emailed back about the guest list?
No, I checked.
Oh, I might have to call them.
But there was a rather odd message for you from Titcomb.
Email?
No. He shoved a note through the back door.
Really?
Here. If you let him know the size, he can get it at a discount.
Oh.
It doesn't say what it was, and I haven't had the chance to ask.
Okay. Yeah, I'd better get a move on. I'll take this upstairs and get dressed.
Yeah.
Thanks again. You're so good to me. Your turn next time.
He's quite happy now. Settled down with his tea.
Good.
And I got a lovely smile and a thank you.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yes. Oh, it was sweet.
He's so much better than he has been recently.
Mm.
Though I don't suppose it'll last.
Better make the most of it, Mum. Relax when we can.
Fingers crossed. Here's yours.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and there's the milk.
Yeah, well, shall we take these outside?
Well, I think I'd rather stay in earshot.
Oh, all right.
And to be quite honest, I'm finding it rather hard to relax, knowing that Brian's on his way round to talk about my finances.
Oh, come on, you mustn't worry about that.
I'm trying not to.
Good.
I don't like uncertainty. However bad things are, I like to know where I stand.
And I'm sure Brian will be able to tell you exactly that.
Yes.
If he ever gets here. He did say 10 o'clock.
Well, there's no rush. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm sorry it's taken him so long to do all the sums.
I'm very grateful to him for taking it on.
He's had a lot going on, you know, the farm, and he's brought it to land meetings, and... Oh, you haven't heard the latest news. Adam wants to divert one of our footpaths.
Does he?
Yes. Not very far, just round some new polytunnel.
Well, I hope he's prepared for a fight.
Mm, so we've been telling him, but he seems very determined. And he says he's going to organise a public meeting in the village.
Really?
Yes, to try and win the local objectors round before he goes to planning.
Ah, that sounds like Brian.
So he's asked me to put a notice on the village website.
Hello, Peggy!
Brian, hello. Come on in.
Hello, darling.
Oh, sorry. I know I'm running a bit behind.
That's quite all right. Thank you for coming.
Do you want some tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Jenny's been telling me about Adam and his footpath.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm waiting for us all to be chased off our land by hordes of angry walkers. Well, it's out of my hands now. We'll have to wait and see.
We will. There you are, darling.
Oh, thanks. Jack okay?
Yes, he's fine. He's settled with his newspaper.
Good.
So perhaps we should get straight down to business.
Right.
I hope you've been able to make some sense of it all.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
So come on. You'd better tell me the worst.
Poor Nigel. He's so desperate to know what I've been up to.
Well, perhaps you ought to tell him.
No, not yet. Let's keep him guessing.
I don't want it to make things awkward for you, Elizabeth. I mean, if he is getting the wrong idea, as you say.
What, the secret lover theory?
Surely he doesn't really think that, does he?
Do you know, I've not the slightest idea what's going through his mind.
Well, at least he's noticed. I honestly think I could have half a dozen romantic breakfasts before Robert caught on. Not that breakfast is the most romantic time for a meal, if you know what I mean.
Let's talk about these clematis, shall we?
Yes. So many to choose from, that's the trouble.
What was that big blue one again?
Escotiensis.
Yes.
It is gorgeous. But I still think I'd rather go for one of the Montanas.
Which?
Well, it's got to be this one, isn't it? Elizabeth.
Oh, no, you mustn't choose it just because...
No, I'm not. I just think it will be so perfect for the memorial garden. We've got one at the back over the garden shed.
Have you?
Oh, you should see it in May, early June. It's magnificent. A whole mass of pink flowers and a lovely sweet scent that fills the whole garden.
Okay, then. Montana Elizabeth.
Good. Now all we need is something to grow it up.
Well, I've had a word with Titcomb, and he's lent me this. It's his special garden catalogue.
Ah.
You see, there's a whole section on trellises.
Oh, yes.
He says if we tell him the size, he can get us a discount.
Do we know what size?
Well, not exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I think we'll have to go back and measure the space.
Linda.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, Nigel.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you.
What are you doing out here?
I might ask the same of you.
Well, I was having 10 minutes break to chat with Linda.
Well, I just came to say I've heard from a couple in... Oh. What's this?
It's a garden catalogue, Nigel.
Trellises?
Yes, trellises.
You see, Elizabeth and I...
Ah, yes. Of course. Now I understand.
Do you?
Titcomb's mysterious message... You're ordering a trellis for the garden.
So, mystery solved.
Yeah, but are you planning to grow a climbing cannabis plant or something?
No.
So why all the secrecy? You could have just told me.
Oh, well, goodness, is that the time? I really must be going.
Me too. Linda, are you around later?
Yes, my afternoon off.
Well, I might nip over to Ambridge to see Mum. Shall I give you a call?
Oh, yes, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Lizzie?
I'm off down to the gallery. I'll see you later.
So much. I had no idea at all.
Mum?
It's really all a matter of timing. Some are saying we're already through the worst.
Well, who knows, though?
I'm sure it'll get better again eventually.
Yes, but losses are losses all the same.
I mean, it's all relative, Mum.
I mean, some of your investments have held up pretty well, considering.
But overall, they're worth an awful lot less now than they were.
On paper.
And the point is, Mum, you've still got more than enough to keep you here and to give Jack the best care possible.
Yes, for now. But who knows what the future holds?
Whatever happens, and that's without touching your capital.
I mean, there's really no need for you to worry at all.
I hope not.
Well, no, you can see Brian's been through it all very, very carefully.
Yes, and I must thank you again, Brian. You've gone to so much trouble.
No, I'm glad to help.
It's all my own fault, I suppose. I wasn't keeping up with it all, with my new advisor. Everything's changed so much at that firm. All these young whiz kids coming along.
You can't help that.
Yes, but I don't get on so well with them. I liked Mr. Harding. He'd come round for a cup of tea and talk it all through with me.
Well, it's not much consolation, perhaps, but plenty of wiser heads than us were caught out by the crash.
Yes. Well, the question is, what do I do with my money now?
Well...
I can't afford to risk losing any more. I need someone to sort it all out for me.
Absolutely. But, it's entirely up to you, of course, but if you like, I could put you in touch with Bryce, the chap who looks after my finances.
Bryce?
Mm-hmm. He's very good.
He's done us well. He's a good nose for the markets. He'd tell you what's best for you and Jack.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Could you arrange a meeting?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're sure that's what you want, of course. Yeah, I'll give him a call.
And I'd very much like you to be there too, Brian.
Right, that's fine. I'll fix up a time when we can all get together.
Yes, I think that's the best way forward. Oh, thank you again.
Oh, good. So you're feeling happier now, Mum?
Yes, I am.
All clear. Have you got the tape measure?
So where do you think we should put it?
Well, against the wall, obviously. Just here seems perfect to me.
Okay.
You're quite sure you've time for this, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm okay for 5 minutes.
Good.
And I just had to come and see how it's all looking.
Well, if you hold that end, I'll see how tall a trellis we'll need.
Okay.
And if anyone comes along, we'll say we're admiring the wonderful new plants.
Yeah. Oh, the lavender's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
It's all doing so well. It's worth all that trouble.
Oh, yes. There. I make it just over 3 metres.
OK, I'll tell Titcomb.
Good. Well, I'm glad that's done. And nobody spotted us.
The mystery deepens.
Yes. And you know who came along while I was waiting? Derek Fletcher.
Did he even notice?
Oh, yes. He was very put out. No improvements should be made without the agreement of the parish council subcommittee.
Oh, he is such a total...
Yes, well, I can see a few questions being asked at tonight's PC meeting.
Elizabeth!
Oops. Quick, the tape measure.
Well, well.
Nigel, what's he...
There she is, and Linda as well.
Hello. Fancy meeting you here.
Good afternoon.
Nigel, are you following me around?
Why on earth should I want to do that?
Well... So,
I was on my way to the shop and, I saw the car.
And I told him about the new plants in the memorial garden.
So we came to have a look.
Snap! We came to look at them too.
Yes.
Wow, it's rather wonderful. It's beautifully planted out.
Mm.
That's what we thought.
Oh, such a mystery and nobody seems to have a clue who did it.
No.
And it's very strange.
Ah. Aha.
Nigel?
Of course. Now I see.
Nigel...
Well, I can't stay here all day. Things to do.
Right, well, yes, me too.
Yeah, and I must get back to work.
Bye, Elizabeth. I'll be in touch.
Yes, I'll give you a call.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Nigel...
I see. So that's what you've been up to, guerrilla gardening.
OK, I was going to tell you...
You and Linda, up at the crack of dawn...
Oh, you think we're completely mad.
Mad? Good heavens, no.
Really?
Slightly eccentric, perhaps.
Hey, that coming from a Pargeter.
Sweetie, I think it's a splendid idea. Right in the family tradition. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
And that's why you're getting the trellis?
Yes, but it's a deadly secret, Nigel.
Of course. It's quite safe with me. I won't breathe a word.
Goes back to the time of the pharaohs, apparently. 2000 BC.
Carving problems?
Yeah, according to Pip.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some references on tombs to farmers helping their cows give birth.
Wow, real mine of information, that daughter of yours.
Yeah.
No wonder she got all those A's.
So, it'll give me something to look at on our Egyptian holiday.
Yeah, forget about the snorkeling.
You get a long field done?
Yeah, it's all ready for the cultivator.
Great.
I'm on my way back now, and I don't want to interrupt your carving.
No, it's okay. Let's get myself scrubbed up.
Did you get my message about the meet the farmer thing?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Don't worry about it.
No, I meant to get back to you. It's been pretty mad. I had a PC meeting last night, and then the kids all went back to school this morning.
You always leave it until the weekend.
No. Tonight should be fine.
Really?
Yeah. You want us to meet up with Ian?
Maybe over a pint or two.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how we're going to do this event.
Meet the farmer, cook the dish.
That kind of thing, yeah. Ian's idea.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay, should we say 7:30?
Yeah, okay.
I'll see you later then.
Yeah, I'll see you. Pip, hi.
Hi, Dad.
Is this urgent? Only...
Yeah, well, kind of.
Okay, so what?
Aren't you going to ask me how I got on my first day at college?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so how was it? Yeah, that's good.
And I met this really nice girl.
Yeah, Pip, listen, you can tell me all about it when you get home. Only I've got a calf that...
Wait. Well, that's why I called. I've got a slight problem.
Oh, what?
I'm still in Borchester. I missed the school bus home.
Pip.
Okay, I know, but it's not my fault. I was talking to some people and I didn't notice the time.
All right, well, you'll just have to wait and get the next bus.
But, Dad, well, can't you come and fetch me?
No, I'm sorry. I'm about to deal with a difficult carving. And your mum's busy milking.
So you're just going to leave me here?
Get the next bus to the garage and give me a call. I'll pick you up from there.
That is just so unfair. Oh, hey! Ian! Ian!
Well, Miss Archer.
Ian, are you going back to Ambridge?
Yeah, as it happens, I am.
Oh, great. Can you give me a lift?
Yeah, okay, of course I can. Hop in.
Fantastic. Oh, it's so good you came along. You've no idea.
Yeah, let me guess. You missed the bus home?
Well, only by a minute. Mum and Dad couldn't fetch me. I'd have had to wait for half an hour.
What a drag for you, eh?
Yeah, well, after a hard day at college. My first day in the sixth form.
So, how was it?
Yeah, it was good. It's amazing. So much better than school.
And did you make some new friends?
Yeah, masses. Met some really nice people.
So, not a schoolgirl anymore?
No. It's a pain, though. I still have to get the school bus with all the little kids.
Oh, didn't your brother just start at the comprehensive?
Josh. Yeah, but he doesn't really need me to look out for him.
Okay.
You know, lots of the kids at college have got their own cars. So lucky.
Oh, you should learn to drive.
I wish. I'm still only 16.
Well, you're never too early to start, like that cousin of yours, Daniel.
What about him?
Well, I saw him and his granddad bombing around a paddock at the stables.
Daniel, driving?
Oh, yeah, and that blue Riley was having a great old time.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, just hold on a sec. I'll be right with you.
Oh, it's okay, no rush.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to snap at you, usual.
Yeah, please, Sid.
Rule number one. Never take it out on the customers.
So what's the problem?
You mean who?
Ah, so Wayne's still not moved out?
Mm. He's still through there now, in the kitchen. Busy smarming up to Frieda.
Yeah, so I heard.
No kidding, Mike. The girls have all ganged up on me. I don't say a word against him.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, even Fallon's standing up for him. And that's what I can't understand. I mean, what does she owe him? How can he call himself a dad after the way he's treated her? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, I can see it's difficult for you.
Well, I don't care what I say. As soon as he's got a place to go, he's out of here. There's your point.
Oh, thanks, Sid.
Well, I got all that off my chest now. Your turn.
It's the darts tonight. We'll play a day.
Huh? How come?
Roy, he's had to swap a shift at Grey Gables. No way he can get out of it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Shame? Could be a disaster.
Yeah, okay, Frieda. Okay, then I'll add it to the specials.
Give me strength.
Look, you see, Roy's on top form. He's our key player.
Oh, excuse me, Sid. Where's that chalk pen for the blackboard, huh?
Why?
No, it's okay. Don't move. I got it.
What's that you're eating, Wayne?
Oh, Frieda's baked well tart.
Oh.
I'm going to add it to the specials, yeah.
So she's looking after you then?
Oh, Frieda. Oh, she keeps me own nose to the grindstone.
Mm.
But
I bet.
If I'm good, see, I get a little treat now and again.
Sounds like you got her well and truly under
you. So, Mike, you think we can still win against the Crown?
Without Roy?
Well, yeah, it's just a friendly, isn't it?
It's our big local derby.
You could substitute a player.
At this short notice?
Yeah.
Unless, see, look.
No, don't look at me. I can't hardly hit the board these days.
Okay, well, that's it then.
Excuse me, is this a dance you're talking about?
Why? Do you play?
Me? No.
Oh.
Well, not so much, no. I used to play a bit.
You did?
Yeah, well, just the odd game, you know. Well, I'm no Phil Taylor, but I do know which end is the sharp end.
Oh, well, maybe you could...
Wayne's not a ball player. He wouldn't qualify.
Well, it's not a league match. And Wayne's staying here, isn't he?
Well, just temporarily.
How about it, Wayne?
Well...
It's either this or we forfeit the match.
You sure there's nobody else?
Can you see anyone?
OK, then, Mike. You got yourself a player.
Great! Oh!
I said we'd meet David at 7:30.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'll just knock us up some tag the telly.
Great.
If you want to put your feet up.
I ought to do this.
Well, updating your Facebook profile?
No, I'm drafting a notice for my footpath meeting. What?
You're still determined to go ahead?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I don't suppose it's any use me trying to talk you out of it. Seriously, though, would it not be better just to go for planning permission and hope nobody notices?
Ian, remind me, how long have you lived in this village?
All right, okay, point taken.
Much better to be upfront about it, explain my reason, show these walkers I've nothing to hide. It's not a sinister plot to deprive them of their right to roam.
Well, that'll be okay then, no worries.
And you're not helping.
Sorry, I'll shut up about it. Can you give me a shout when that boils?
You going?
Yeah, just to look up some ideas for this food and farming event.
Okay.
So we'll have something to talk about when we meet David.
Here's the Crown team now. Okay, looks like they've all made it.
Hey, who's the tall bloke with the tash?
That's Don Watkins. They call him Ding Dong. He's the one to watch out for.
Well, good, is he?
The best. Rest are okay players, but he's somewhere else.
Yeah, he might.
No, come on, Wayne. You're not backing out on me now.
No, but... Look, I did give it to you straight, didn't I? I've not played for a while. I'm a bit rusty.
Yeah, well, just go out there and do your best, okay?
Hiya.
David, hi. Well done.
You've been waiting long?
No.
Here, we got one in for you.
Oh, great, thanks. Sorry, supper was a bit chaotic.
First day back at school?
Yeah. Now, I have got a small bone to pick with you, Ian.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
What have I done?
Well, you gave Pip a lift back from college, which was...
I thought I was doing her a favour.
Yeah, which was very kind and thoughtful of you, but she's come back determined to start driving lessons tomorrow.
But isn't she...
She wants me to take her around the fields, like Daniel did with his grandpa.
Okay, so maybe I did happen to mention
Ian
that.
Ian says it's never too soon to start.
Come on, David, she's a bright girl. I think she would have got there on her own.
Okay.
Not quite as soon as this.
Okay, well, shall we leave that for now? What about our big event at Grey Gables?
Ooh, 20. Yes.
What was 16, double eight, isn't it?
Shh. Go on, Neil. Yes! Ooh. Oh, great throw, Neil.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Well thrown.
One leg to us.
So, Anna. Me next?
Yep. Got sweaty hands. No, just relax, Wayne. Keep focused. We'll be rooting for you.
Go on, lad.
Okay, then.
Nicely.
Here I go. Oh, wish me luck.
Okay, so we'll go with a venison casserole.
Great.
You're happy to give a demo?
It's my big chance, David. There might be a TV scout in the audience.
So know your luck.
Yeah. So, that and the homemade beef burgers.
And I can show them how to use the cheaper cuts. That should go down well.
And, David, you'll give a talk about your Herefords?
Yep.
And we'll finish off with a cream tea, jam made from local fruit, of course.
Excellent.
And then all we've got to do is sort out some good publicity.
Sounds like a big crowd in the bar.
Yeah.
Any dead ones here?
Yeah, Sid, what's going on in there?
Oh, that. It's a darts match.
Why all the excitement?
I'm not sure.
Should we go and see?
Go on, Wayne!
I didn't even know he could play.
Me neither.
Play? He's a star. He's knocking him for
Don Watkins.
Yeah, Wayne's got him on the ropes.
Whoa.
He's down to 73, so...
Shh, here he goes.
120!
Wow!
Ooh. And five! Yes. Oh, I can't watch. Don't tell me when it's over.
See, do you see that?
Yes. I saw.
Hey, Wayne, that was great stuff.
Oh,
hey,
Wayne, come on, fantastic. Come here. This one's on me, mate.
Can't very much.
Hey, come on, Sid, get this man a pint.
Yes.
He's earned it.
Right. 1 pint coming up.
Footpaths?
Yeah, just a meeting for anyone who's interested.
Tempting, but I think I might have to give that one a miss.
Okay, if I stick it up in here, Annette?
Oh, yeah, feel free.
If I can find a space.
You don't mind if I ask you a question?
Go on.
You and Helen are cousins, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Why?
Well, you don't seem to spend much time with her. I mean, as you both live in the same village.
Oh, we meet up round and about. I guess we're both busy people.
Well, she and Ian are getting to be like best mates.
Oh, yeah. Ian's a good listener.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
So, how's the flat share going?
Oh, okay, most of the time. Though Helen's not the easiest person to live with.
Huh?
No. Though she's been better since she found herself a new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. The Aussie bloke.
Leon.
So that's still on?
Oh, yes.
Morning.
Hi, Bert.
In fact, there was a big first the other night. She stayed over at his place.
Really?
Yeah. Go, Helen! Though she took her time about it. They've been going out for weeks.
Who's this?
Helen and her new boyfriend.
Ooh, I'd say that was her business.
Well, I'll see you then.
Oh, sorry.
After you, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see you, Adam.
Is our paper there, please, Annette?
Yes, there you go.
Thank you. Oh, Bert, are you waiting?
No, you go ahead. I've got to find a magazine for Frieda.
Oh, thank you.
So, how's the bee poem going, Bert?
Oh, well, still early days.
Oh, can't be that hard, can it?
Not hard.
There's lots of things to rhyme with bee. Tree, flea, tea, trolley.
Well, you think poetry's all about rhymes?
What's this, Bert?
Well, it's our entry for the flower and produce, the versatile bee.
Oh.
Bert's doing a poem.
And my granddaughter does calligraphy. She's going to write it out on handmade paper.
But isn't Jill entering that too?
Yeah, that's right.
With the whole Archer family, surely you don't stand a chance.
Well, I don't see why. It's home to everybody.
Yeah. Yes, you're right, it is.
Tea-trolley.
There's no reason why one family should have a home. Oh, what's this?
Oh, Adam just put it up there now.
Home, farm, footpaths, all invited to attend a public meeting.
Ooh.
What's it all about?
I've no idea. You'll have to ask Adam.
It was his first day yesterday.
Oh.
Made a label for his coat peg.
George going to school? I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, it's just mornings to begin with. Yeah.
Still, it's a big step, isn't it?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Are you all right, Bert?
Pint, is it?
Just half, please, Fallon.
Right.
Ed?
Oh, no, Tar. I got to go. I'll see you, Fallon.
Bye.
Oh, he's in a hurry.
Oh, he only came in to pick up his phone. He left it in here last night.
Oh.
Found it when I was clearing up.
Well, I suppose, in all the excitement.
Yeah.
What a night, eh? Your dad thrashing Ding Dong Watkins.
Yeah.
A real turn up, that. Fancy him being such a star.
He did well. Yeah. Surprised us all.
Oh, he's kept that under his hat. And my Frieda says he's
there.
A.
How's he going?
Here he is, the man himself.
You doing all right there, darling?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
So, what's yours then, Wayne? Oh, come on, you deserve it after last night's performance.
Well, it's kind of you, Bert, but no, not while I'm working.
Oh, well, another time then.
Busy in the kitchen?
No, not so bad. Frieda's letting me take 5.
Oh.
I was just telling Fallon, Frieda said to me, she said you're the best help she's ever had. She can't think how she's ever managed without you.
Oh, did she?
Ah, coming from my Frieda, that's praise indeed.
Well, I do me best.
You should be careful. She'll never let you go.
I don't know about that.
There you are.
Oh, you've got a job for life there, I reckon. And a place in the darts team.
Ah, no,
That was just a lucky night.
No, lucky
night. That's all it was, Bert. The old arrows was going right for me. Don't always happen.
Ooh, he's modest, this dad of yours, eh, Fallon? Mike said to me, you've got a place for the asking.
Yeah, he asked me, but no, I had to turn him down.
Turn him down?
Well, I never planned to stay around for long.
Oh, well.
And I wouldn't want to stay anywhere I wasn't welcome. Fallon knows that, don't you, darling?
Dad.
It's been great to see my little girl. So as soon as she's had enough of me, I'll be on my way.
You okay with that half, Bert?
This'll do me for a while.
Right.
Fallon?
Mum will be through in a minute. I'm going for a walk.
Fallon?
What?
You okay there?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, well, right then. Look, love, if I said anything to upset you...
I'm not upset.
Okay. I just wanted to say sorry, that's all. And I wasn't spinning you a line. I'm only here as long as you want me to be. You say the word and I'll be...
Okay, whatever.
You're looking tired, love. Stressed out. You're working too hard.
I'm all right.
Well, there's more to life than earning a crust. You got to take some time out, too. Do your own thing. Well, like your music. So, what, you had a letdown with the band?
What band?
The lead guitarist. Oh, prima donnas, a lot of them. Ask me, you're well rid of him.
I didn't ask.
Oh, me and your mum... If we went through one, we went through a dozen. Hey, remember, that gig we did, where was it now? Oh, way back. You must have been 2-3 years old. It's funny, I can't remember much about it now, but I can still picture you dancing backstage in your jammies, hair in plaits. You're dancing with that teddy of yours. What was his name?
Dad.
Binky, that was it. Binky the Badger. Wherever you went, he came to. What happened to Binky?
Dad, please.
Oh. That's the truth. Even that small, he was a great little dancer. Natural. You'd get up any time and just go with the music. Hey, we had some laughs back then. Me and your mum, all of us together. Those were some good times. The best. Hey, darling.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, well, no use sitting around. Frieda will be giving me a hard time. Oh, see you later, darling. Yeah, okay. Don't need it all at once, though, yeah?
Thanks.
Oh, well, somebody's got a treat.
Oh, yeah?
Hello. You all right then, George? Had a nice morning at school?
I drew a picture.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, he had a great time.
So, your dad's looking after you today, is he?
No, not for long. Just till Emma's finished at Brookfield.
Oh, okay.
She's having to work her shift so that she can do the school run.
Oh, tricky.
Yeah, well, we're doing okay so far, but there could be some problems down the line. Have to make other arrangements.
Oh, excuse.
Yeah, maybe Neil and Susan can help us out.
Ah, Helen. She's going to be late home tonight.
Oh?
No prizes for guessing why that is.
You mean...
Yeah. She's finally getting it together with luscious Leon, seeing him every other night, and she stayed over on Wednesday.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah, trust me, he's seriously cute. I don't know what took us along. If it was me, I'd have been straight in there.
Yeah?
Hi, Ed.
Hiya, Fallon.
Hello. Annette. Hiya. OK, I better move. I'll see you around then, Ed.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, George.
Bye.
Here's a tip for you, Fallon. Don't tell that girl anything about your personal life.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'll bear that in mind.
What, you got the afternoon off?
No, not exactly. I just felt like a change of scenery.
Oh?
It was all getting too much at home. It's complicated. Dad, you know.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Are you
No, I've got half an hour before milking. Me and George were just heading over to the swings.
Oh.
If you want to come along with us.
Adam! Adam!
Linda, hi.
Sorry to interrupt your work.
That's okay. So, what can I do for you?
I was in the shop this morning. I saw your notice about the footpaths meeting.
So, are you coming along?
Oh, yes, I'll certainly be there.
Good.
But I just wondered what it was all about. The notice didn't really explain.
No, that's why I'm having the meeting, so I can explain it myself.
Well, can't you tell me now?
Oh, it's really nothing for you to worry about, Linda.
So why are you having a public meeting?
So that anyone who's interested can come along, hear what I have to say and give their views.
Yes, yes, but views about what?
Honestly, it's just a small thing. It's really not important.
Well, if it's to do with public rights of way, then it concerns the whole parish. It could be very important.
OK.
And as a member of the parish council, I do have a wider interest in the whole issue of...
So, next Monday, 7:30 at the village hall.
Adam!
I'll be very interested to hear what you have to say. I'll see you then.
So we've sent off the letter. It's over to Borchester Land now.
Yeah?
It's a long shot, but who knows? Maybe Brian could swing it for us.
Oh, I do hope so. It'd be great for you if he could.
Yep. Well, I won't be holding my breath. That's it. George, now the other way.
It's nice to get out and get away from all the hassle.
So your dad's a big hero now after last night.
Seems that way, yeah. At least for some people.
Well, Sid wasn't looking too pleased about it.
No. Sid won't be happy until Dad is well gone.
And you? How's it been going?
Always trying, I suppose. I'll have to give him that. And I can see why Mum wants him to stay until he's got somewhere to go. But I don't think Dad's any idea how weird it is for me. No idea at all. How difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Like, he's the one who turns up drunk in the bus shelter, who's stuck here because he's sick and's got nowhere else to go. But somehow it's me who ends up feeling bad about it.
Why should you feel bad about it?
I don't know. And he keeps talking about us and trying to be mates. I just don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, I can see that that's complicated.
And then he makes me feel guilty because I'm finding it hard. He gets that look on his face, all hurt and misunderstood. I mean, just what does he expect me to do? Play happy families and pretend that the past never happened?
Well, he can't stay at the Bull forever, though, can he?
Mum reckons he can stay until he finds a job and a place to live. But for me, the sooner he goes, the better.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by the editor Vanessa Whitburn. And we're back in Ambridge at 7 this evening when Adam's competitive streak comes to the fore.